everyone, and welcome to another episode of K-Drama Convos. So we are back, unfortunately, I've got to say, with another dropped episode. Mm-hmm. So today we are talking about, this is Air 24, this is a, you know, this
very
year.
Very recent one.
Yeah. Dr. Slump, which probably, you know, I don't need to introduce it, it's in the title, but probably most of you have seen it. Just kind of for a spoiler warning, this only spoilers up to, not up to, through episode 11.
Which is most of the show.
Which is most of the show anyway.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we were really looking forward to seeing Park Hyung-sik in another role.
Mm-hmm. Which he did not disappoint.
No.
Mind you, at
he
all.
Did not. He did a fine job.
And what's her name? What have we seen her in?
Who?
Heirs. She was in Heirs.
Oh, yes. And Doctors.
And Doctors, yeah. as well.
Yeah, she did a fine job.
I don't know what her name is.
Unfortunately, the show didn't
quite live up to what we were hoping.
Yeah.
Which was very unfortunate. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to start off
with... Well, it started.
Oh,
it did its beginning.
Yeah. We'll get there.
Yeah.
So, we'll start off with the stuff that we did enjoy.
Yeah.
With this show, which I will note is a lot. Unlike other shows that, like, we were like, oh, wow, it's, like, really...
Yeah, it wasn't... It's not one of those shows that we'd say, oh, this is a terrible show. Don't even bother.
No, I wouldn't say that. But
no.
Okay. So, one of the big things they use as a storytelling element in this show was their flashbacks to high school.
Yeah.
And these were so funny.
They were.
And you just... You know, go through what you described.
The flashbacks were like they were stepping out of a manga.
Mm-hmm.
And it really fit well in, because it was like in stark contrast to the struggles that they were going through in their adult life.
It was part of the point.
So
of that.
Their high school life was more like a comic and over the top.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they were just hilarious.
They were so,
they're very
fun.
Enjoyable.
They were
almost ridiculous, but they were ridiculous on purpose.
And you could tell.
You could tell.
Yeah. And I think it was just, yeah, that I think they used the flashbacks very well. They never felt like they went into for like a million years too long or something. And it was just really fun. I think you got usually one every episode, at least for the first few episodes, even if it was short, you got one. Because sometimes they were just random flashbacks.
Right.
And other times they, like, specifically showed it related to what they were talking about or something like that. And, yeah, it was just a fun way to do that. And I think they portrayed it really well.
Yeah.
I feel like in some ways they almost portrayed it as if, say, you're thinking back to your high school, like, you kind of remember it a little differently.
Absolutely.
It's almost what it felt like
to me. Yeah, you look back at your happy memories with rose-colored glasses.
Right.
It wasn't as good as all that.
That is almost what it felt like a little bit to me, was people just kind of reminiscing about the past, and that's kind of how they looked at it in a way. But yeah, that was like a really, just really fun. Another one, this is something I didn't expect to enjoy the first few episodes. I didn't really, but was Hanul's family.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I didn't dislike them, but I was pretty neutral.
Mm.
I thought the brother and mom, like, combo was, like, really over the top, which it was over the top purposefully.
To a certain extent. Yeah.
But I think they definitely got a bit better, probably because I got used to it and kind of saw that that was just their kind of dynamic, which I don't think is, like, a horrible dynamic or anything. Like, but it took some warming up for me, for sure. And I think then, when her family started to really want to try and help her and stuff like that, I think it really showed a different side to them.
I think it was also done realistically, because up until that time, her family had no idea
what
she was struggling with. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So they were acting on what they knew.
Right.
And once they knew about her mental health issues,
they still didn't know how to act.
They didn't know how to act. Uh-huh. But her mom, she went online and she read about what
it was
foods
really cute,
to eat. And she was so supportive. Mm-hmm. And then when you saw her mom at one point break down because she felt like she was a terrible mom.
It felt like it was her fault.
It was her fault. Mm-hmm. She had no idea. She should have known as the mom. And I could really identify with that mm-hmm. mom.
And I think, yeah, that was such a good and realistic portrayal.
Yeah.
There's so many people that happens to in life that, you know, someone you're really close to, something happened to them or whatever, but you know, they hit it or just didn't mention or whatever, and you feel so guilty for
yeah,
not knowing.
Yeah, you feel like, I should have noticed that there was something wrong.
Right,
I should have
right.
known.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, she hid how bad work mm-hmm. was from her whole family.
Right.
And one thing I'd be really interested to hear, because I have no idea, they're from Busan, right? Yeah. They're from Busan, and they live mm-hmm. in Seoul.
Right.
Because they mentioned their accent a few times. I can't tell with him. With the actor who plays her brother, he very purposely almost, not, how do you say it? He talks extremely uniquely, and I think he purposely exaggerates it a little bit for, like, comedic effect, I'm guessing. Is it that he's over-exaggerating a Busan accent? Or is he just talk funny? I could never put my... Because I don't know.
Because at one scene...
I think it depends how serious
he
being.
Put on a Seoul accent mm-hmm. and she noted it.
Right. No, I know. But I'm just like wondering if he... It's not necessarily the accent itself.
We just can't tell.
I think it really is mostly how that actor portrays him. But yeah, I found that very interesting of how... His character talked was very, very different.
Of all of the characters, mm-hmm. probably the brother was the one I liked the least.
He was a lot. And that was kind of his whole point. I think part of his character really was for that comedic relief type.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we can note this now that his character wasn't that bad, though. It really wasn't.
No.
So one thing we always come back to this on the podcast is, quote-unquote, like, ridiculous characters.
And the thing we always go
Korean
back to
dramas.
Comparing it to are the bad guys in Strong Woman Do Bong-soo.
Yeah, or another one you could relate to is, because I was reading a review about this recently for some reason, was the ones in... some of the village people, that's the word, some of the locals in Racket Boys, be another one you could really note it to. It depended who it was. Especially the ones who, who came by and littered and stuff. Do you remember that one?
Oh,
they were terrible. It was horrible.
They were just terrible, awful people, too.
No, but it wasn't just that. It was, you know. But there are multiple shows. Oh, here's a good one to point out. For example, the office workers in My Demon, we hated them. Just absolutely.
Completely unnecessary characters. Yeah. All they did was complain. Mm-hmm. Completely unnecessary.
Right. We really
and we've noted
them.
That when a show has that kind of character in it, it does not help the enjoyment of the show. We do not find them funny.
At all. I feel like the biggest thing is that, one, if you don't find them funny, that's already going to be difficult.
Exactly.
And two, if you don't feel they're adding anything to the story, it can just get extremely old very quickly.
And on the other hand, they're taking away from the story because you're just so annoyed whenever they come up on screen.
Exactly. Or even the office workers in... 1%.
Many times it's the
office
workers.
In Secretary Kim, one.
But this show did not have those kinds of characters.
That were to that extent.
To the extent that you groaned inwardly every time they came on screen.
Which is one big thing we were actually really happy about.
Yeah.
That, yes, the younger brother was very dramatic, very over the top, but he was okay. You know, I still didn't enjoy his character, but he was okay. Mm-hmm. I did absolutely love the scene, though, between Jung-woo, the younger brother, asking him to date his sister.
Oh, that was so good. So funny.
And then she, like, accidentally turned in the shower, me and you,
oh,
like,
my word.
We died. Oh, my gosh. That scene was, they used the little brother really, really well. Yeah. Because he is the type who would also say that. Like, that was very, very funny. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of neat how, even though, you know, this family seems so ridiculous, quite over the top, how close they really were and how they really came together to try and get through this, even though they still had their arguments. They worked through that, and, you know, mm-hmm. I liked how they portrayed it, that it wasn't perfect in any way, but they still made it work. Mm-hmm. I like that. Another thing we noted, oh my gosh, was every scene the mom was in, she was prepping food.
Yes.
Like, I mean, uh-huh. I mean, you see that all the time in shows. Yeah, you do. Every scene.
Yep.
It was kind of crazy, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I thought they did really well was how they dealt with mental health issues. Mm-hmm. They didn't gloss over it.
This was kind of a big part of the show.
Yeah. And they, you know, they both went to see the psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And they didn't, like, you know, give them a pill and give them the magical cure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 2 weeks later, they're all back to going back to work and everything. Mm-hmm. And they've really presented it in a much more realistic way.
Yeah, that, like, they have good and bad days.
Exactly.
Especially, I think they showed that really well. And that also, you know, it wasn't just new for her family of how to deal with it. It was also new for, like, her.
Yeah.
And they really, I mean, they showed both the character struggle as well, but they did show, I think, Hanul's struggle. I think, yeah, like, very well of, like, she was, you know, she kind of flipped between it. I think is very true that, like, certain people, that is what it's like. It's almost sometimes, like, you forget about for a little bit. Not forget about, but you're not feeling it really strongly. Mm-hmm. You're kind of back and forth. And then with Jung-woo, I mean, I don't know how you wouldn't get, like, nightmares about that, honestly. Especially someone who's a plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
Who's not necessarily doing, like, brain surgery, or not that plastic surgery is easy, but you probably have less people. What do they call it? Table death? What do they call it? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like how when she came in as his anesthesiologist, it helped him.
It didn't
fix him.
Right. I think they did a really good job.
She wasn't the silver bullet. Mm-hmm. But it did help him to have her there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't think any show, because it's a show, I wouldn't say, like, any show has a quote-unquote perfect portrayal of anything. Mm-hmm. But I think they took an interesting perspective with these two people. And they also showed how, this might sound weird, they showed mental health struggles in people who are very successful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they weren't someone who would just, like, I mean, yes, they were both out of a job and stuff like that, but they were both in the medical field, went to college, did extremely well in school, mm-hmm. and had, you know, pretty solid careers, and still have, you know, you go throughout the show, but, and I think that's kind of a cool thing for them to specifically, you know, be focusing on people who have, you know, quite successful jobs, that they also can still struggle with that. You know, that just having a successful job is not the end all be all, you know, answer to everything. So, speaking of the two of them, probably what made the first 6 to 7 episodes of this show so good was Hanul and Jung-woo's friendship and tension.
Their chemistry.
It might have even only been like 4 or 5, because the first full episode was set up. And then, did the court case end in the 7th? I'm pretty sure it did. That's what I had written down. So
yeah,
maybe it was only 5 or 6 episodes worth of their friendship and stuff. I think one thing that made a lot of sense to me was that, you know, because these two already knew each other from high school. Mm-hmm. So I think it made a lot of like logical sense to like to watch them become really fast friends.
Yes.
It wasn't two strangers just running into each other. That was kind of the whole point, is that they had history.
Right.
But that kind of like, you could kind of like jumpstart their relationship, you could almost mm-hmm. say. And them doing things that like she especially didn't do back in high school, which is mm-hmm. so, it's just really, really fun how they portrayed them. Mm. And just their chemistry in those first few episodes was fantastic. Right.
And coupled with that, they also used, they showed the inner thoughts of both of them.
Okay, I didn't note that down. Okay.
They did. Mm-hmm. They now it was more, it started out with more of hers, mm-hmm. and then it swung to more of his. I think
it depended on the episode. Depending on the episode.
But I like the fact that you heard both of them.
Yeah, that's always. Oh, no, I do remember some that it was his, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think there were, like, multiple reasons, like, I could, like, see in my head of why these two got along so well. Like, first off, they're both just, like, good people.
Yeah.
You know, and that's nice.
Yep.
They both have a background in medicine, because you could see a few of their conversations, they would, like, be talking about that, throwing it back and forth. Obviously, they knew each other.
They're both super driven, intelligent people.
And then I think one of the big ones is that they could relate to each other so much because of their kind of, you know, sucky situations. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, and that's why they ended up leaning on each other and depending on each other. And I think they also showed well that once Jung-woo first got a job, he felt kind of bad because mm-hmm. he knew Hanul didn't, Hanul didn't want her to feel bad, you know, that kind of thing. But I don't know if I could just, like, emphasize enough how much I enjoyed their relationship those first few episodes. Mm-hmm. It was honestly fun. It was so enjoyable.
It was real. It was deep.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It was deep and fun.
Yes.
Like, it was to the point where I was enjoying it so much, I was literally so scared what was going to happen. And unfortunately, I was right about it. I will say one thing that we were noting earlier, which is, it's fine, it's like kind of a neutral thing, is that the court case, they did make it extremely dramatic.
Yeah.
Like, with the whole, like, hidden camera thing, we didn't know who it was.
And the guy that was supposed to come testify but didn't come testify.
Yeah.
There was a lot.
It was very much a drama, you know, a TV show court case thing, you know. But it's whatever.
Sure. It's you know you're watching a TV show and you know they're going to use some plot devices.
Yes.
You know.
And, you know, it just kind of is. Expect
that.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and that's another thing I want to say is Park Young-sik, it was so good in this show. Like I've heard someone describe, I think it was, like, a British actor like this. It was just, like, he was just just a joy to watch. Like, and I will say, maybe partly because his character did really remind me of his character in Strong Woman, which I think is, well, the only thing we've seen him as a main character in. No, other than High Society. Mm-hmm. He did see him that. But anyway, the only good main character we've seen him in is Strong Woman. How it was more his personality and expressiveness. Not instead of
expressiveness.
Not really the character's personality, but...
he expresses with more than just what he says. It's his eyes and his face and his whole body. Ugh. He's an excellent actor.
Yeah.
He doesn't feel like he's acting. Now, you can say that about a lot of actors. You can say about a lot of characters. But he, in particular, did not feel...
Forced?
It didn't feel like he was just reciting lines. Mm-hmm. It's like he became that character.
Right, which I think is kind of the whole thing about an actor.
Yeah.
But, oh my gosh. He, I mean, and this thing that I've been wanting to see him in some, not that there wasn't other shows we could have seen him in, but I want to watch something else with him in, because I just enjoy seeing him act, just sitting back and enjoying it. And that was still true, even, you could say after about episode 7 is where we were like, okay, what are we going to do here? Mm-hmm. Even after that, I guess through 8 through 11, even then, I still did thoroughly enjoy watching him. And honestly, other than the secondary couple who I was interested in the second half of the show, he was the only other person, honestly, I kind of cared about Hanul, but not as much as, like, just Park Hyung-sik as an actor is really what I think I was somewhat watching for at that point. Yeah. And speaking of the secondary couple. The
secondary couple was the other positive thing.
And I'd say this was more actually in the second half.
Well, at first it was a little weird and awkward between them. Which was purposeful. But because they had such an awkward start, it made... the whole reason they sort of came together was the children. They're both of their children. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was really cute the way that happened. That was the one reason I might have stuck it out.
I'd honestly be tempted
to see what happened with them.
I'd still be tempted to skip and just watch their scenes.
Like, but that's seriously a problem. We actually made it to episode 11. Uh-huh. So we only had 5 more to go.
It's not that many.
And I didn't want to finish. Mm-mm. I really didn't care what happened to the main couple anymore. No, the secondary couple was much more interesting.
Before we get to the main couple.
Before we get to that.
So with the secondary, when they first had the interactions with the two, I really did not care for them at all, especially his character.
He was just a funny oddball, I think.
Well, no, for me, I couldn't read him at first.
Oh, okay.
Whether he was actually a good friend to Jung-woo, and it turns out he was. He was a very good friend, but I couldn't read him at first was part of it. But once they kind of started, having a bit more screen time with the two of them, I really, really just found them fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was really cool, like, how he ended up getting her help to shop for, like, bras and stuff. Because, like, how would the poor guy know? He has a daughter, but he doesn't know this, And... or same thing where he was really good with bugs and stuff compared to her, the little boy. Mm-hmm. And that was just kind of a neat thing of these two single parents.
Yeah.
And, one, very different because one is a teen and one has elementary.
But I enjoyed seeing how her friend changed her perspective of him. Because at first she thought, this guy's a weirdo.
Well, he kind of is.
He
is.
But he's just a little odd. Mm-hmm. And
I think he's awkward.
She kind of got over that to see he's actually a really nice guy. Mm-hmm. He's really good with kids. I liked that change in her perspective.
Definitely, yeah.
Whereas he never had a negative perspective of her.
No. Mm-mm. Yeah, and then, and how he also, bought, was it macarons or something for his daughter after, being suggested it?
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of thing was just really neat to see how they could kind of help each other in that way. And unfortunately, we didn't get that far in their relationship because we did drop it.
Really, really just started getting
really good. But, they were just kind of fun.
Yeah.
They were, I guess you could say, they almost felt a lot more lower stakes than the lead couple, in a way.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they were also, their whole life situations are a lot less serious, too. So that kind of...
Being a single parent is serious. But they didn't... They showed it in a different tone.
Different tone. Yes. Whereas the other two, it was heavy.
Well,
what they were dealing with in their lives.
So
it was... In contrast to that, it was a more fun, low stakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So those were probably the biggest things that we really enjoyed.
Yeah.
Did you have any more?
No, that was it.
But pretty much, as we've mentioned before, it was around episode 7-8 mm-hmm. where this show just lost its direction.
It just plateaued.
It plateaued. That's true. It
didn't drop and go down.
No, or at least not too much. Maybe a tiny bit. But I feel like a big one was that it was right after the court case mm-hmm. ended, which in some ways I'm glad they didn't try and drag that out any further. That needed to finish anyway.
Yeah.
It was after that, and it was the episode where she ended up breaking up with Jung-woo. They literally dated for like 2 days or something. It felt like too big of a jump from like, you know, she's doing okay, she's doing a little bit better, and then, and not just her doing better, like the story overall, like, was on a bit more of a high note, and then it went really serious really quickly, mm-hmm. which I think is okay. I don't think the show did terrible, but for the audience, it took me a second to shift.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't quite shift as fast as the show did. And, you know, them breaking up, whatever, it happened.
At first, I was like, oh, this stupid plot line again.
No, they actually didn't do that too bad.
But then after I thought about it, I thought, well, it actually makes sense because she's really struggling. And the questions that are going on in her mind are legit questions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was okay. Yeah. You know, I think it did take a bit of a hard jump, but whatever, it's not bad. Mm. It was then, okay, they get back together.
Right.
And it just didn't really feel like they were getting anywhere.
No.
They did do a good job of developing Jung-woo and how he was trying to work through his PTSD and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think they showed that well. But it just really didn't seem like it was moving forward that much with their relationship.
Right.
Having nothing to do with, like, them getting more serious or whatever. It just didn't seem like much was happening.
Right.
And I'd say one thing, for me at least, their relationship at times felt kind of immature and quite petty, which I hate when they do that with relationships.
And I really don't like it when people are not honest with each other.
They didn't do that as much.
Not as much.
They did
much,
do it, but not
but
as much.
They did
much.
A little bit.
Well, it's one of those things where like, they like kind of hid something to not hurt. Well, I can't talk about that because I can't remember specifics. But for me, it was like the whole, you know, I can see using it as like a plot device way to bring somewhat comedy or this and that into it where they were like hiding the relationship at work. Which I can kind of see why.
Yeah.
It was stupid.
Uh-huh.
Not them hiding their relationship, how they showed it. I hate when they do that. Mm-hmm. It just felt dumb. I'm like, you set yourself up for failure.
Yeah.
You set yourself up for misunderstanding.
Exactly.
This is just stupid.
Yeah.
Like, sure, I understand not advertising at work or even keeping it hidden at work. Fine. But you didn't set, like, specific boundaries.
Right.
And,
yep.
Or, not criteria.
And then,
but you know
so
what I mean?
You'd agree to keep it quiet and then you get offended that they're keeping it quiet? Come on.
I hate when they, you know, it was like when he said he's not in a relationship. He was trying to hide it, and she got offended by that.
Exactly. You asked him to hide it.
Right. But I get what she means by you could still say you're dating. Sure, you can still say that, but why say that, like, you know, don't get mad, like, genuinely mad at him.
Right.
Maybe get annoyed and say, hey, next time, just say you're dating. That's okay. Mm-hmm. But it just felt so childish for these two characters that, sure, a lot of their interactions were fun. Well, back when they were friends, you could say they were kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
They were just kind of hanging out, this and that. They had their emotional moments or tension in there. And then it got a little more serious as the show went on. But it went so childish quickly that it just didn't feel like those characters anymore.
Right. And then by episode 10... I'd say that episode 10 and 11, at the end of watching each of those episodes, I was so glad the episode was done. I was bored.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, like you said, nothing was happening.
Yeah, not much at all.
Nothing with the relationship was progressing. Like,
it just felt odd.
And it's like the show didn't know what to do.
Or where it was going.
It was going after the court case was done. Mm-hmm. It lost its way.
It really did. And I will say it's not like these characters weren't a little petty or stubborn before they started dating. Right,
yeah.
I feel like they almost were, almost jokingly a little bit. Like, they still had their moments, but it just didn't feel the same, you know? And, yeah, it was just... I mean, there's a reason that certain shows, like, a lot of shows, especially a lot of anime and manga, they'll drag it out for sure, of it basically ends once the couple gets together.
Mm-hmm.
But this show is such a shame, I think, why we might have noticed more how it felt like it plateaued was because we enjoyed the first half so much. Yeah. It was, like, such a big contrast.
Mm-hmm. But for me to think... I have 5 more hours of
it just wasn't worth
of
it.
This,
yeah.
Like, flat line.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't want to continue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will say, like I was saying to you before this, that I did read someone else's review on it just briefly, and they were saying how they said kind of a similar thing, that in the middle it didn't really seem like it knew where it was going. But they said they had watched through to the very end, and they said the last, might have been 2 or so episodes, actually wrapped up really, really well.
But what it sounds like is you could have taken out that stuff in the middle.
I feel like you could have made this 12 or something.
Right.
Like, really. Like,
yeah.
It just, yeah, it was weird. I mean, I think it was cool that they were, you know, really focusing on both of them trying to work through their struggles and stuff like that. Like, I don't have a problem with that. It just, how they did the storytelling and what they told just didn't work very well, you know?
At least for us.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I wouldn't necessarily say it felt slow, like, pacing-wise. It just felt like nothing happened, which is which are two different things.
Yes.
One is stuff happening but too slowly.
Right.
The other thing is just like, what did I even, basically, what did they really develop more, you could say, within their relationship? I'd say they did maybe develop, especially Jung-woo's character, especially with his PTSD and getting back into work, much more. But within their relationship, it just didn't feel like it developed.
Right.
Personally.
Yeah. And now that the court case is done, now you can focus more on your relationship.
Right.
Together.
Other than work, but yeah.
And
Yeah. So that was, that obviously was like the, basically the sole reason was it just got boring.
Yeah.
For us. And, you know, and I will say we probably could have dropped it around 9, but we stuck out just a few more.
We're like, well, maybe it'll get a little better.
And it just didn't, unfortunately.
And it was almost like, I remember avoiding.
Watching
TV.
Which is weird.
And like, you're like, well, don't you want to watch? And eventually I'm like, no, I really don't want to.
And we're like, well, if you don't want to, then let's freaking stop. Like,
yeah, really.
I think we actually started episode 12. Like, we were about, like, we clicked on it. And we're like, you know what? We're not feeling it. And we just switch gears. We're just like, it's not going to be it. And that, and I think that's one thing that in some ways we're getting better at, and others we aren't, depends, is just dropping a show if it's not.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, we'll try and stick it out.
I think it's okay to stick it out
longer,
for a little bit.
Partly because of having a podcast, honestly.
I think it depends on the show. Sometimes
it does.
This one, it does. I think I still would have stuck out as long.
I wouldn't have. I don't think I would have.
I think I would have at least.
I would have stopped by 9.
By 9.
Yeah.
I might have gone out for long just for that hope of it getting a bit better, but it just didn't in the end, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that just kind of, you know, it just went bleh.
Yeah.
Went from like so freaking good to bleh. Like, you know, didn't really know where it was going. But I will say one thing I forgot to mention earlier about some positive was the comedy in this show in the first half, and even some in the second, like we said, like that, like one scene where she was hiding in his apartment, or the one where she snuck food up to his place and had to like sneak around her mom and stuff, like that, some of those interactions actually so funny. And some of the comedic stuff they did do in this, we did thoroughly enjoy.
And Park Hyung-sik is very natural at that. Mm-hmm. His comedy is...
We personally love it.
Yeah, we love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or, like, the one scene where they were both, like, drunk and they were both, like, bawling their eyes out and, like, hugging each other and stuff. Like, that was so funny. Uh-huh. Like, they did that so well. And
so there were a lot of positives about the show. Mm-hmm. And if there had continued to be those positives, we would have continued watching it.
I think it's hard, though, because I don't think in any way you would have been able to keep up that... How their relationship was in the beginning, you just never would be able to keep it up the whole show. There's no
you'd
way.
You have to somehow...
You have to change it somehow.
You have to somehow have a relationship develop as interesting
as the
tension it took to get there.
Yeah.
And that, I know,
it's
is a hard thing
it's
to
hard.
Do.
It's hard, yeah. But there are a few shows that have done it that we have enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
For example, 1% of Something, which is a contract relationship, so it's a bit different.
Yeah, it is.
That's one. Or Perfect and Casual. We like to pull this one out.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we should rewatch it and actually know if we're correct. It's a Chinese one where that one's a, it's a cohabitation one.
Have we ever done a podcast
we
on
did.
That one?
We did.
Okay.
How we did that?
Oh, man, gosh. That was like... Over a year ago.
No. That was like two years. That was
way
back. We had done, I want to say it was within our first 20 episodes we'd done. That was way back then. I'm trying to think of any others I can think of off the top. Ooh, Hospital Playlist. There's one. Easy.
Oh, well,
it depends on the characters, though, because for... Can I spoil Hospital Playlist? I can spoil it.
Who hasn't seen Hospital Playlist?
Song Kwan, Ik Jun, for example, they only had a few episodes after they had started dating.
Sure.
Because, mind you, they dragged it out, but they had set it up for almost two whole seasons with the two of them versus, oh boy, this is going to test my knowledge if I remember their names, the pediatrician, Jung-won and Gyo-ul. They started dating end of season one.
Yeah.
And they were dating the whole of season two and had to work through that.
Yeah.
And,
now,
there's so much going on in that show that you can't
And
directly
those
compare.
Those two relationships that you just mentioned were so different.
From each other. No, I'm saying the one, like Sung Kwan, Ik Jun, they actually didn't really technically develop their relationship much after they started dating.
Right.
Versus some of the other ones in the show, they did, especially Jung-won and Gyo-ul. They did. There was the main one.
See, now I preferred Jun-won.
Jun-won and the sister and Ik-sun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I preferred the development of their relationship, even though
which was less dating because they broke up.
I know.
Interesting.
Than the super cutesy, we've never dated anyone else before couple.
Really? I didn't see Jung-won and Gyo-ul as that cutesy.
I did.
They were the awkward innocent, maybe. They were not cutesy.
Okay. Well, I'm innocent, just saying, I preferred the one over the other.
Oh, sure. And then you had a...
Yeah.
Gosh. Shoot. What is the OBGYN? What's his name? His was the tricky name.
Sung.
I'm going to search it up. What's her name? Choo-choo? Hold on. Sorry, I need to know this. Theirs was more in the middle.
Sung-kyun?
It wasn't until... What's his name? Suk-hyun. That's what it is.
Suk-hyun.
and Choo-choo. Theirs was in the middle.
I
guess they got together partway through season
theirs
two.
Was like... humorously cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Instead of innocently cute.
I'm more saying...
It's different.
No. I was more referring to the lengthwise seeing them dating. It was a bit towards shorter. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we could talk about House of Players
all day.
Every day. And still come up with new points. Uh-huh. I don't know how.
Yeah.
Because we've now seen... Season one
three times
and season two twice.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty bad. Pretty bad.
It's our ultimate favorite.
We rewatched it this year.
Yeah.
Early this year.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. Anyway. Basically, there are shows who have done the dating side of relationships
successfully.
Mm-hmm. But then there are others that it just crashed and burned.
Mm-hmm.
What is that one Chinese one that we always go back to? It was like so bad that we stuck out through the whole show. It was a Chinese rom-com that was really, we really enjoyed the first bit when before they dated. And then once they started dating, it was misunderstanding after misunderstanding. Oh. And it was really, it got really old. The first bit was okay.
What? Wait, no. There was a different Chinese one that we watched where they had a misunderstanding, and each misunderstanding, they solved
it. Perfect and Casual. That's
why
we liked it so
much. In that episode, Perfect and Casual.
Perfect and Casual, they did it.
If you want to see a relationship that is realistic, that is a good one. Because, of course, people have misunderstandings, and people go through rough things, and we are getting so off topic.
Was it Hello, Mr. Goo that when... really off? No, I don't think.
No, because we enjoyed that one.
My Chinese. No, not that. No.
So anyway, this show did not successfully continue developing and depicting their relationship.
And one thing I want to say is that there are many, many shows that we've seen that the same thing has happened.
Yeah.
And honestly,
because that's probably one of the hardest things to write.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
And I will say there are other shows that did worse than this one.
Yes.
Like, way worse sometimes. Yeah. So,
yeah. And we probably dropped those, too.
Actually, no. I think a lot of them we saw through because we watched them quite a while ago.
We have learned now.
Just drop
that
it.
That there are so many other
dramas out there.
We don't need to...
Yeah.
Waste our time
when
we're not enjoying ourselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why we're back with another dropped one.
Right.
Here we are. But anyway, we hope you guys enjoyed listening. We'll see you all next time.